We all experience trials and to some degree tragedy, but some people have a unique ability, and some might even call it a gift, to turn that sadness, their sadness, into something beautiful. It's what my next guest hopes to do. 22-year-old Bronson Goodwin lost his sister in a car crash 3 years ago. He still feels the pain from that loss, but he wanted to create something that could help him and others feel a sense of light in the darkness. And that's how Project 170 was born.
In exactly 170 days from now, I will be the same age my sister was when she passed away at 23 years old. And that's very sobering to me. That means if I was my sister, I would have 170 days left on this earth to experience things, to chase my dreams, to take advantage of the small moments. And the truth is, I think we all take life for granted way too often.
I'm joined by videographer Bronson Goodwin, here to tell us more about Project 170. Already inspired by you, young sir.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I am. We're sorry for your loss. And I know that's a phrase you hear a lot, and I hope it lands as sincerely as I mean it to.
I appreciate that.
Tell me about Project 170.
Yeah, so Project 170 came about 20 days ago.
This is new.
This is new, yeah. This has been like the last 3 weeks I've been working on this. And the reason that came about is because at that time, there was exactly 170 days until I was going to be the same age my sister was when she passed away. Mm. And I feel like that's a very humbling moment for somebody that's gone through a loss, especially
sure.
because I was her younger brother.
Yeah.
It's just weird to think that I'd be her age. And it helped me realize that, like, it's like I thought I had this whole life. I was going to be 100 years old, but it could end like at any moment. And it's very precious. Mm-hmm. So in the spirit of that, I was kind of going through a rut in my life, and I wanted something to give me more meaning back and to start like chasing my dreams. Like you said, I'm a videographer. So I decided to make a video a day, and that blossomed into Project 170, where my goal is to make a video a day talking about my journey about becoming the age my sister was when she passed. So,
will you tell us about your sister?
Yeah, so Kenna was a beautiful person, like inside and out. I know a lot of people say that, so it sounds cliche, but it truly is not cliche in this situation. She was just, like, for example, I have so many memories of having, like, the hardest day ever. Mm-hmm. And she was always the one that's, like, bringing me chocolate or, you know, like, mm-hmm. just little things to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. She was just a beautiful person.
You can actually see, I believe you can see light even through something as simple as a picture. And I feel that from her in this fun photo of you two at the beach. So you're making a video every day for the next 170 days. Mm-hmm. What will you be doing during that time?
So a lot of it is just small little everyday things.
Okay.
I've had a lot of goals. I want to do like more like tiny adventures, you know, whether that's going on hikes, but a lot of them are like self-improvement things, like working out. I do ice baths as just like a way of like doing something comfortable.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those yogis or whatever.
No. It's a thing. So you're pushing yourself, but the point being to flex these 170 days
yeah.
and live fully.
I think the main point is to become the person that I want to be at the end of this 170 days. Because when my sister died, I realized I could die at any moment. And I want to be the type of person that I'm satisfied with how I lived my last days.
There's a beautiful quote from Marcus Aurelius that you really resonate with. It says, "Everything that we do, say, and think should be predicated on the possibility of our imminent departure from life."
Yeah.
That's heavy.
It is.
That's
it,
a reality, though. How do you interpret those words? What do those words mean to you?
So those words mean a lot to me because, like I said, growing up, I always pictured that I would grow old and everyone around me would grow old. I didn't really go through like a ton of hard things growing up. And having my sister pass away rocked my way, rocked my life in a bad way. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I like this quote is because it helps me see the good in it, is that even though I thought I was going to live forever and that may not be the case, mm-hmm. what I want to do is take advantage of the time that I have now. And when you think like that and you realize I could go at any moment mm-hmm. and I've had that loss in my life, it helped me realize that like everything that I do matters, because one day it will be our last. Mm-hmm. And that could be when you're 60, but it could be when you're 23, like my sister. So it's just really important to take advantage of every second that you have now.
I so appreciate it. I'm so impressed that you're grabbing onto this as young as you are. Sorry for the moisture in my eyes. Your words hit the heart. But it's true. I think a lot of people come to this realization later as the clock starts to tick close. So well done. Well done for seeing it so early. New in the challenge. We're just at, how many days in?
This is day 25.
Day 25?
Yeah.
But you've already gleaned some really significant lessons. You told my producer you've realized that purpose is about perspective. It's not about destination or about a singular activity.
Yeah. So I think the beauty behind that is I've traveled, I've done the whole like Europe thing, and I've had some really cool experiences. But right now, because I'm working on myself and I'm living every day like this, this is the most fulfilled I've ever been in my entire life.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, that's how I feel. And it's because I'm finding joy in where I'm at, in the little everyday things in life. I think sometimes we're like, if I was there, or if I was doing this fun thing.
If I was backpacking Europe.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where my life would be the most purposeful. And I don't agree with that. I think it's found right where you are. It's just about the mindset that you have.
You're learning lessons about consistency. In fact, you say it is those daily drifts that really add up to the big progress.
For sure. Yeah, and that one's a tough one. I'm not gonna lie. I am so bad at consistency, which is why I wanted to make that a goal. But I feel like every day if you do something hard, that's the only way to really like grow.
Enter ice baths.
Yeah, and do ice baths, exactly. That's the mindset I'm at right there. But doing a video a day, I'm not gonna lie, it's tough.
Sure.
And sometimes it's 12:30 when I'm getting these videos out, which is technically like the next day.
That's okay, we'll give you
But doing like one hard thing a day, or two, or how many you wanna do, it's making me grow so much.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see like the type of person I become.
It's that internal discipline, right?
Yeah,
that we all have to fight for and fight toward. And finally, you say there's been some fear around this. I know your grief is still present, but you say action is what's moving you toward this beautiful place.
Exactly. And funny story to go along with that. I actually quit my job like a year and a half ago to pursue videography. And I've had this project in mind for a while, actually. And I did not start pursuing videography till 4 months ago. Mm. So for like over a year, my fear and my like overthinking just kept me from going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I took action and I just jumped in, I've seen so many things. I mean, I'm here now. Like this is such a dream come true. And that only would have happened if I just jumped in full in like
just
I did.
It. We sometimes think, and we hear this all the time, but it's true. We think it has to be perfect or polished or you know what I mean?
No.
Just do it, right? Yeah. Just get it out there.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much. We are cheering you on.
Thank you.
How can we follow along?
So I am posting these on my Instagram and my TikTok. Bronson.Goodwin is my username. The best way to watch the videos is there. But I will say this if I can.
Please.
Even if you follow me or do not follow me, what I do want to say is like, I want to build a community of people that realize that you don't have to go through a loss to know that like, you need to start living now. Mm. Like we do not have any time to waste. Mm. I had to lose my sister to learn that lesson, but please, if you take anything from this interview, live your life today, because sometimes it's going to be the last day, you know?
Beautifully said, Bronson. Beautifully said. We'll post a link to Bronson's social media on our website if you do want to follow along Project 170. I think a lot of people will, and will definitely resonate with your message.
Thank you
so much.
I appreciate that.